Michael Cox, and you're listening to Michael's Office, a podcast which hosts my unfiltered, unscripted, and genuine thoughts about things going on in the entertainment world today. This week I talk about a number of things in movie news, like Cannes starting with Annette opening, the film starring Marion Cotillard and Adam Driver, along with some more movie musical news and movie news in general, and some films I watched this week and why I've been gone. So please, step into my office. Hello, and I am back by myself with another episode of Michael's Office. It's good to be back, just being by myself. I'm sorry that I haven't recorded anything while this has been gone. I've been busy with life and work and playing video games. It's all myself and watching films. But right now, I'm glad to be finally recording it and taking care of it. I thought I'd be taking care of it earlier today, but apparently not. I'm doing it right now. So it is what it is. This probably won't be super long. I mean, I've said that before in previous episodes, but, you know, I don't think this will be that long. Maybe like a half hour episode or something, because I don't have much to say. I literally had to look up some news without hearing much about it, just to get some idea of what to talk about. First off, I want to talk about why I've been gone. As I said, work's been taking up most of my life, and then when I get home, I want to wind down and watch some films I need to watch, play video games. And I'm getting upset that I'm getting back into video games, but I need to finish some games off. And I've been starting some new video games, which is not good. Instead of like looking for scholarships, I need to look for scholarships, and I'm getting upset at myself that I'm not doing that. I'm also vocally warming up around this time. By the time I'm recording it, around 9:30, usually at 9, I vocally warm up both AM and PM if I have the chance. But more often not than it's PM. It's just I've gotten busy and this has slipped my mind, sadly. But as of right now, things are going according to plan. So, yeah. There is that. That's what I want to let you guys in on. Work has taken over my week in time, which is a good thing. Majority of my time has been spent on work and playing video games and watching movies. But hopefully next week this will be on the normal release schedule. Stay in the normal release schedule and we'll be figuring out stuff. Right, next thing is Richard Donner has died. If you don't know who that is, he's directed a bunch of films like The Goonies, Lethal Weapon 1-4. He directed the first Superman movie. He directed The Omen. He directed Scrooged. He directed and he also directed Lethal Weapon 5. Which was supposed to come out sometime in the future. That's basically what he's done and the major things that he's done. And it's hard not to say that he had some impact on people's childhoods and filmmakers in general, and I'm going to talk about some more things about him. I think he's a great director, and I think he's very influential, and I liked everything he's done so far. I've only seen two things, which is The Goonies and Superman. I saw Superman first, and I really like Superman. I saw The Goonies. I liked that. I didn't like it as much. I was disappointed, but, you know, I liked it. Lethal Weapon seems like a lot of fun. The omen seems kind of terrifying. But, you know, like, I'm one of the few people who like Scrooged. You know, I've liked basically everything I've seen him do. I really liked, or liked, or really liked. And again, I can't deny his influence. And I just found in an article on Screen Rant, a lot of this news is provided by Screen Rant, is that Kevin Feige has stated, the main producer and the main mind behind the MCU, is that he credits and owes his career to Richard Donner. And he says that he's brought along the modern superhero film, which is not hard to deny, and help bring the MCU to life. So he is, and yeah, he's not wrong. He's really not wrong. He states here that Richard Donner not only made me believe a man could fly, he made me believe that comic book characters could be brought to life on the big screen with heart, humor, humanity, and verisimilitude. Above all, he taught me that it can and must be done with respect, caring, and kindness to everyone in front of and behind the camera. Dick and Lauren became mentors during my entire early career and key supporters throughout the birth of the MCU. I owe my career to the way they took the time to nurture and teach a kid from New Jersey who didn't know how to use a fax machine or make coffee very well. I always thought Dick was immortal. I still do. My thoughts are with Lauren and the entire family. Well said by Kevin Feige, and I'd like to have a moment of silence for him, and out of respect of the dead. Alrighty. Now, Cannes has opened not too long ago. It opened today with Leo Carax new film Annette, which stars Marion Cotillard, Simon Helberg of Big Bang Theory fame, and Adam Driver. And it's this pop movie musical. It's an original movie musical, which is what we need more of, in my opinion. And reactions are coming in. I expected to get those reactions to come in a lot later tonight, like around now. And well, as expected, it's divisive. It's got an 86%. That doesn't mean it means it's a great film. It is divisive among critics. 86% means 86 of the critics, 86% of the critics liked it. They liked it. They gave it a 3 out of 5 or above, or 6 out of 10 of above, out above. That doesn't mean it's gonna be a four. It's a 4.5, not 4.5, 4.25, or an 8.5 out of 10. At least it means 86% of critics liked it. They liked it. That means 14% did not like it. And here are a number of reactions to it. First off, at Cannes, is that after the film was done, there was a 5-minute standing ovation for the film, for Adam Driver and Marion Cotillard, which is a good thing. I mean, it just happens at Cannes. It's a thing that happens at Cannes. People get standing ovations a lot. Another one from Robbie Collin from The Telegraph which says, "While I can't believe what happens in Annette, I mean, I literally had to keep checking my notebook while writing the review to make sure I hadn't imagined it." He on his review, he says, "It's this review is on the best and maddest cans opener in a million years." So it's going to be crazy, which is expected, and weird and surreal. And in this little thing, it says sea monsters, Me Too musical numbers, and a wooden baby. Leos Carax's film was a strange and stylish start to the festival. David Elric of IndieWire says, "Leos Carax made a Sparks musical. He was not too fond of this. Made a Sparks musical about how self-loathing men can't accept love. And Adam Driver sings Marion Cotillard's vagina twice. And then if she gives birth to a marionette baby, and I was just deeply bored by every dour, self-amused, bat crap." He doesn't say that. "Bat crap second of it." The same thing anyone opposed. Adam Driver is a deranged force in nature and Carax's mind-blowing musical Fantasia. Another funny one is me high out of my mind explaining the plot of Annette to my friends. And thevulture.com says, or Bilge L. Ebri from vulture.com says, "I absolutely adored Leo Carax's insane, beautiful Annette, which just opened cans. It's called Beautiful and Brazen." The Oscar expert says it's a lot to take in. "What I know for sure is Adam Driver is terrific, and it's unlike anything I've seen. I honestly couldn't tell what to make of it. A lot of the time, it might be great, it might be messy. I need another viewing to be able to say for sure." And then finally, "I think I love Leo Carax's Annette and all its quirky and infectious peccadilloes. Adam Driver carries the way you'd expect one of the great actors of his generation to do. Simon Helberg is gloriously pure and my favorite supporting turn this year yet." Going back to the Oscar expert, he said, "I'm not going to come out of the gate confident one viewing, know that I know how great it is or isn't. Plenty of movies have made me change my mind by seeing them again. Expect this to be divisive. Do not expect awards." Again, I didn't expect it's not going to be an Oscar contender. It's going to probably be the I'm thinking of ending things. If you like that, I loved it. I thought it was one of the best films of the year. If you did not like I'm thinking of any things, it's probably going to be more along those lines. And then before that, it's going to be like The Lighthouse. And then before that, I don't know, maybe Burning. But it's going to be one of those films where you do or do not like it. It is definitely going to be divisive. The only thing I can see this getting come award season is maybe an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song. But that's about And yeah, this is, I mean, I expected more universal praise from Annette. And I thought it was, and I'm like, before it opened, I'm like, oh, this is probably going to be the front runner to win the Palme d'Or. And by how mixed it is, I don't think it will. There is a great possibility that Adam Driver is going to get the Best Actor award. Same thing with Marion Cotillard. But there's a lot of buzz for Adam Driver right now. And I think if they maintain that, I think I think Adam Driver could get an award at Cannes, which is kind of, it was kind of predicted for him to do. And also a lot of songs, the reactions to the songs is, it's very simplistic, redundant. That just sounds like Sparks to me, you know? I've listened to a couple songs. They're redundant, they're repetitive, but I'm like, this sounds very Sparks. This sounds very Sparks. Next, we are going to get a musical comedy with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds, which has been revealed on Twitter, and I didn't expect this to be a musical comedy set in Christmas. I just thought, oh, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds are starring in a movie together. It's also going to be on Apple TV, and I think this will be interesting to see them together. Their comedic styles are so different. And I hope he doesn't do his Deadpool thing. Ryan Reynolds, I'm starting to get a little tired of it. But, you know, I like him. I like Ryan Reynolds and I like Will Ferrell. I just think their comedic styles are going to be, or I don't know if they're going to mesh well, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. The final piece of news, which was revealed at Cannes, which makes me so excited, is that Paddington 3 is going to start in 2022, the first half, which is so exciting. It's so exciting that we're going to get the third one. I don't know if it's going to be the final one. I hope there's more. I've only seen Paddington 2. I need to see the first one. Paddington 2 is one of the greatest films I've ever seen, and it's makes me so excited that we're getting the third one, and I hope it's just as good as the second, and I hear the first one's also really great. So whenever I do watch that, I'm excited to see it. All right. To finish this off, a really high energy, or it's been low energy, but I don't have much to say. I really don't. I'm going to just talk about the films I watched since last episode. So, since last episode, I finished John Adams, which was fantastic. It was really fantastic. I also watched Hacksaw Ridge, which was really great. Emotional. Andrew Garfield and Hugo Weaving gave great performances. So basically, everybody in the cast gave great performances. And then going back to John Adams, this is the best thing that Tom Hooper has done, with a phenomenal performance from Paul Giamatti and Laura Linney and Tom Wilkinson, and I could just go on and on, Stephane Delaney and more. And then I watched Wolf of Wall Street. It's my favorite Scorsese. Shutter Island was my favorite, but now this is. It's so much fun. It's ball to walls crazy with the best Leonardo DiCaprio performance. And then I watched Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia, and man, that was phenomenal. Then I watched In the Heights and Departed and Riders of Justice and the Sparks Brothers, Boss Level, Luca, Little Fish, and Hereditary. I watched Quo Vadis Aida and Sorry I Missed You, and to celebrate, I watched Hamilton on July 4th. All phenomenal, great films. If you need to watch, please watch In the Heights. So much fun. It's a blast. It's a Lin-Manuel Miranda musical, the guy who did Hamilton. Just really great films. And I
Wish I could talk more about them, but I'm tired and I want to take care of some stuff. So yeah, check all those films out. And yeah.
That's about it for this week. Next week, I'll be doing that 2006 special episode. And then after that, I'll be recording by myself for the next few weeks. And then I'll bring guests back on. So I'm excited to do that. I'm excited to talk about the best films from 2006. I think you guys are going to really like what we're going to talk about, the films we've chosen, and have our little discussions. And then after that, we'll see where it takes us from here.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and if you did, be sure to be on the lookout for more episodes in the future. I think we're done here, so please step out of my office.